Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
I spoke with our correspondent Zoe this morning. This week, Australian shock jock Alan Jones has made headlines here for the past couple of weeks, actually, about his offensive comments regarding our Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern. But for Australians, the past 2 weeks were nothing. Today, I recap with Zoe the history of offensive remarks that Jones has made. Plus, we talk about a positive step forward for the trans community in Australia. We're starting with a kind of horrible topic, but he's one of yours, so it's okay. That's Alan Jones, who's been, well, it's been a couple of weeks now that he's been making news over here. How do we sort of sum up what's gone on?
Right, so yeah, a couple of weeks for you, probably about two decades for us that he's been making news. Obviously, earlier last week, he made this really vile comment about your Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, implying that the Prime Minister should have shoved a sock down her throat, and this was over the remarks she made towards Australia in terms of climate change and how terrible we are at it, essentially. And this is obviously vile and really unacceptable behaviour, implies violence to women, etc. But unfortunately, here in Australia, no one was too surprised. This man, Alan Jones, it's not the first time he's said something so awful. The furthest I could go back would probably be 2005 during the Cronulla riots here in Australia. So I was pretty young, so I don't remember much of this, but having read a little bit, during the week of these sort of riots that were happening, he said some really racist and awful things about, Middle Eastern people in Australia, the Lebanese community, and his media reporting during that week was really substantial into sort of supporting this whole white Australia thing. It was awful. What else has he done? Let's name. Last year, for example, or maybe 2017, The races in Sydney, I can't tell you the name of the races because I don't care about horse racing, but these races in Sydney wanted to put up the colours of the horses on the Sydney Opera House to promote this race that was happening.
I remember this.
So essentially he got the organiser on, bullied her, saying she was un-Australian, she didn't care about Sydney, called it an interview, and then the next day the Premier of Sydney put the colours of these horse races on the Sydney Opera House. He said the N-word several times on air, including this year, and he still has followers and listeners and ratings, and unfortunately, I'm sure it's the same over there. If you have ratings, you have a show, and that's why he's still going for some reason.
Yeah, but that's so I didn't realise. I knew he had a history, because that's what's been covered over here, a history of comments against women. So it is more than that. He's been openly racist as well.
Yes, yeah, definitely.
And yet he still has, like you say, he still has a following, although it seems like he's taken something of a ratings hit. I don't know how major in the last couple of weeks. It could just be our newspapers trying to make something of it, but apparently he's lost some ratings.
Yeah, he's lost some ratings. It's almost, although what he said was vile, I feel like it's, really something people's eyes, especially in this time, are really starting to open their eyes towards this. Also, people really love Jacinda here as well, so it's funny, we got quite defensive. But he's lost a lot of advertisers as well for his show. To name a few quickly, MeBank, I think Commonwealth Bank was pulling out, a company called Snooze. Did I say Commonwealth Bank? Koala Mattresses. So a lot of these companies are making these statements as soon as he sort of made this statement about Jacinda Ardern, and they've pulled advertising from his show. However, he's still got money, he's still got advertisers, and I think the only way he's going to be able to get off the air is for someone to fire him, and I just don't know if the radio station is going to do that. 2GB.
Yeah, have they ever said anything kind of publicly to condemn him, or do they just give him a bit of a slap over the wrist?
Probably just a bit of a slap over the wrist, I could imagine. Maybe even not. People are talking about him. he's in Alan Jones is in, you know, people's minds and thoughts. He's interesting. It's not interesting, but he's making people interested. He's getting people talking about the show, et cetera, et cetera. So I just think that as well. He's also quite influential. Well, politicians think he's quite influential in elections as well. So that's why he gains a lot of power as well. But I have read a few theories in the past couple of weeks debunking that. He's actually not that influential when it comes to elections, but politicians still keep giving him money.
And I don't know if you know, but in terms of his previous comments, the racist comments he's made, has he lost advertisers over that? Because it would seem kind of, I don't know, but telling maybe if he's lost advertisers over some comments he made about the New Zealand Prime Minister, but when he's been openly racist about Australians, people don't seem to care as much. Is that true?
Yeah. I think that's very telling of my racist country. Yeah. Look, it's interesting. I feel like, yeah, he said some so awful things, really racist things, and we haven't seen this sort of big push and all these big statements and all these advertisers pulling out. So it is interesting and it is telling and really unfortunate, yeah.
And moving on this to something good, which is good news for the trans community in Australia.
Yeah, so in Australia, in Victoria, the state of Victoria, trans people and gender diverse people are now allowed to change their sex recorded on their birth certificate, and they can do this without having to undergo any transitioning physically or medically. So that's really exciting. The vote was 26-14, so a bit of a sort of resounding support for the community, which is really nice and really exciting. It's Victoria, I believe, are the only state that's passed this new law, but campaigners are hoping to, you know, setting their sights to New South Wales, Western Australia and Queensland. And it's really exciting. I'm hoping South Australia as well.
But in terms of opposition, unfortunately, there is always some opposition. The Liberals opposed the legislation. One MP claimed it would lead to women and girls being molested.
Yes, you know, the old, good old bathroom debate about, you know, trans people, gender diverse people being able to go into the bathroom that they feel most comfortable in, and thus this whole rhetoric of, you know, women and children being unsafe because of that. But we know that's untrue, and so does, you know, the public and a lot of people in Parliament, and I think that's why this has gone through. Unfortunately, there is that noise and that voice of those people that do oppose it, but they've been shut down this week.
Yeah, it's good to see. Oh, well, thank you very much for speaking with me as always. Talk again next week.
My pleasure. I hope Alan Jones doesn't say anything else really shit.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.